Hello?
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Today, we are having a tiny bit of connection problems. One second. I'm calling Ada Marie, who will be here in a moment. Just a second here. And Ada Marie, call in on the 713-955-0775. I can't seem to get you through on a regular call. So you just call. Yeah, the show is going on. Just call right now, darling. Bye. No, 713-955-0775. Thank you. Okay. Good afternoon. Ada Marie is calling in now. We seem to have had some kind of snafu with our spirit guides today. This is Mary Blake, your host. And It seems that that Mercury is retrograde or some crazy thing like that, but she's calling in right now as soon as the call comes through. There we go. And Ada Marie, welcome.
Well, thank you. Good to hear you.
Yes, indeed. So today is a fantastic day, because we're going to talk about spirit guides and how to get in touch with them.
Correct. So, can I say right away that this is a fantastic opportunity for people who have been trying to make contact with their spirit guides?
That's good. I felt that very powerfully. We had so much energy going on, it messed up our telephone communications.
Well, I couldn't figure out why I couldn't get on the show. I thought, how
well,
strange is that?
Well, it doesn't matter, because we're on right now.
Okay.
And I know you've worked with spirit guides since you were a child. And I'd love to have you tell us about it.
Well, you know, in those days it was something that was kept within the family. Nobody talked about it, but my great-grandmother and my grandmother both, on my dad's side, they were both quite affluent at being able to bring them in. And one of the things that that I remember very clearly is that my grandma used to set us on the floor. We were kids, remember. You could do this in a chair, I'm sure. And tell us to be silent, to not think. Do not think. Now, I've said that to people in my lifetime, trying to get them to understand that they have to stop their thinking to be able to reach that energy pattern high enough to reach their spirit guide. They have
to stop thinking. I cannot tell you how many times I have had to tell people that, because they couldn't get into a state where they could go into another incarnation until they would do that. So your grandmother was very smart.
Well, you know, it's very funny. One was from Norway, and one was from England, and just opposites. But they still maintained their ability to reach into the ether and be able to contact. And I've told this to people in classes for years. If you learn to be silent, If you learn to turn your head off, that means, to me, to stop thinking, to just be still. If you can learn to be still, and one of the best ways to learn to be still, and I still have a stack of them to my students, I would give them a silver star and tell them to put that where they could see it at night and just concentrate on that star until that star began to move back and forth. Well, I run out of silver stars one time, so I cut pieces of aluminum foil, and on this piece of aluminum foil that is the shiniest, pin that up and concentrate on that little square of aluminum foil, not a great big one, just, you know, maybe 3x3, and concentrate until there is no thought in your head, none whatsoever. And then, if you are patient and silent with no thought, you will begin to get the attention of your spirit guide, who will try their very best to contact you. Now, it might not happen in the first half a dozen times. Sometimes it's bing, it happens right away. And other times, you just have to keep trying until your sincerity in your heart center is in the right place. And when that sincerity is in the right place, you will receive a sending, or you will receive a sensation that comes to you, and it will only be, believe me, listen closely, it will only be positive. There will be no negative energy that comes to a true spirit assisting you. It will only be a positive. Only positive energy will come from this. There won't be any negativity at all. And our world today is so full of negativity that people will fall for it if they hear, or if they feel, or if they get the sensation of something terrible happening, they'll go with it. Don't do that. Don't even think of it. Just pull yourself out and wait. And then after a bit, go back again. And you will, finally, you may have to do it a couple of times, but you will negate any negative energy that is trying to enter your spirit energy pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
There's someone who is waiting very anxiously to ask you a question. Would now be a good time, okay? One second.
Yeah, this would be fine. Right.
Good. Hello?
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. You have a question for Ada Marie. Could I ask your name?
Yeah, my name is Mike.
Okay, Mike.
Yes, Ada Marie, quick question.
Surely.
I'm starting a new job, and it's just the restaurant industry and so forth, but a buddy of mine at a place that I used to work at, he has started a new job, and, you know, had me send him his resume. And I just kind of want to get some insight in kind of where you feel the direction going, because if I wait tables and so forth, there's a business opportunity that I'll be working on. But also, too, I think with this sales position, because it's not in an office, would allow me to, you know, do the business opportunity as well, and just kind of get an idea of where you feel the energy going.
Okay, now you're asking me where your energy would go. That would mean you would be the happiest doing that particular work, correct?
Yeah, I'm open to, the sales job and then the business opportunity for sure.
Well, you have to start somewhere. Where are you now? Are you in the business opportunity or are you in the other opportunity?
I'm actually going to start just bartending next week.
Mm-hmm.
At a new job, which would give flexibility when the business opportunity starts to gain more momentum.
Okay.
But then my friend just, hit me up for me to send him my resume for the company that he's working for.
Well, that's
so there's a lot of opportunities
too.
Out there.
Right. And look closely, because the opportunity that he's sending you may be the most lucrative.
in the meantime, it sounds as if the bartendering job might even be a place to meet people that would be prospects for your sales job. So I believe you're saying, would it work out to try the two together?
It wouldn't hurt anything.
Well, oh, no, you're exactly right. I mean, I will be bartending.
Yes.
And again, when a position opens up with this other sales job, I don't know if you see direction going that way or standing pat with the bartending and then working on the business opportunity. There's just so many opportunities out there.
Okay, but the opportunity has to feel inside of you. It has to feel something that makes you want to do it so badly that you will put up with whatever it takes to make it go. Sometimes they seem good, but when you get into them, there's much that has to be fixed. So you now have a job as bartending, correct? Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
And it's a good job. It looks like it's a pretty good job. And what
yes.
you're trying to do is add something to that in the after hours, correct?
Yes, that will be the business opportunity with a business partner that's just really slow to get started.
Well, if they're slow to get started, they'll be slow to work.
Well, that's true. He's very successful in another industry and, has a family and stuff. So, yeah, it'll be pretty much me running the show.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for that?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay, because it's a very it can become a very successful business.
Yes.
It just means a lot of work, and you've got
yep.
to be able to stay up under the pressure.
Yep.
Can you do that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, then go.
Yeah. Well, all this Gemini nonsense that's been running around in my head for the past day and a half, much more simpler than I had put it.
Right.
Also, Mike, I think if you hang in here and listen about how to connect with your spirit guides, that would be a very good thing to do. And by the way, Ada Marie, why don't you tell Mike about your counseling circle?
Yes, I do, Mike. I do counseling for many large corporation people and many other everyday people. So if you really want to do any work, you can call me. And if I'm available, I'll talk right then. If I'm not, we'll make an appointment and call later. And we can talk later. But a lot of certain times of the day, it's slow here, so I can do work right then when you call. And I have a number of clients that I have on my list of people that I work with every month or every time they call. And it's just like they ask a question, should I do this, or this? Or this looks right, and it's up to my responsibility to look good at it to see if it is really right. So that's what I do. I do that for a lot of people. And many people stay on a monthly retainer so that they can have that call about anything, should I buy black shoelaces or green ones? I got a call about that, too.
Why don't you give us your phone number?
520-896-9510. And between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., and I've been going till 7 o'clock because a number of people are changing positions and I've had to work on later. So you can call, and if the line is busy, wait a little while and call back. That's the only – I don't have call waiting. I just can only – if I'm talking with you, Mike, I can't break through that channel and go to somebody else because it'll get screwed up. and it won't
right.
come out right. You understand
that? Oh, that's
that?
Fantastic.
That silken thread between us and the spirit is it's easily broken.
Right. You have to be very careful. So if you're calling and you don't get an answer, then call back later. And if for some reason I might have accidentally gone to the restroom or someplace, leave a message and very slowly a phone number. I will call you back. I call everybody back that leaves a phone number that I can understand. So I can do that for you, but you must, if I'm not on the line, I might be on one of the other phones, I will call you back if you leave a phone number. So that's the best I can do, okay?
Oh, my goodness. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. may I ask just one quick yes-no
answer?
Sure.
Sure.
So the restaurant that I'm working at or will be working at should be getting final approval on Monday from the health department?
Yes. Yes.
Do you see that happening?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Did you hear that yes?
Yeah, I heard it twice.
It was rolling out of my mouth before you finished what you were saying.
I know. Awesome. Awesome. Oh, you're so generous with your time with me today. Thank you so much.
Well, that's perfectly fine, and I wish you well. You'll do very well because you're a good worker and you're honest. So that makes a
yes.
good team. Okay.
Yes, you're exactly right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Listen to
back,
spirit guide talk.
Back to our spirit guides. When a first person is first starting out, how do they know that it's really their spirit guide communicating with them?
Okay, that's a real good question, and everybody should listen. You will know because you will feel it in the heart. And there will not be one negative statement made by your guide. Okay? Got it?
Good. Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of times people say, well, they say don't do that. Well, that's not a negative statement. That's an answer to a question. In other words, a lady called and she says, they told me not to go into business with this woman. And the guide said, she said, should I go into business with this woman? And the spirit guide said, no. Just like that. And she did
mm-hmm.
it anyway. You know,
oh,
and
dear.
In about 4 months, she was totally broke because the other person was not quite everything she said she was. So,
now, do you have any suggestions of how to keep from talking yourself out of what your spirit guide tells you? Because that's happened
sure.
to me once in a while.
Well, if you're going to ask, and no matter how rosy the scene is, and the guide says, stop here, then from experience and many years of it, I'm close to 100, and in many years of an experience, I stop right then. I had worked for a company and I had saved $100,000 and I was going to do something with it, and I was looking for something that I could handle myself and work with another group, and I met this individual who I thought was very straightforward, talked real well, you know, no nonsense, and the voice kept, no. No, no. And finally, I'd already got involved later when it said, I told you, no. I lost half my money before I understood no.
Okay. Sometimes we learn the hard way, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
But the voice will always tell you, or the center point will tell you, something's missing here. What's a missing link? And usually it's honesty.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I've learned that over 80-some years. So I can tell you truthfully if it something doesn't click, then don't go any further.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just like this, these calls, you know. I was calling in earlier, and I haven't been able to get on the phone. Now, this is the third week, and I thought, well, wait a minute. What's happening here? So I just hung up the phone, and I sat down, and I started to pray. And the feeling I got was, be still. And as I was being still, Mary, you called me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, it was the time
had changed.
Because
I was having a funny time getting connected to the show.
See,
so.
There's something. I know that there are people trying to stop me from doing the show, but that doesn't matter. If I'm supposed to do it, God will find a way, and I will be
Absolutely.
Able to help people.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that.
Yep, and it worked out beautifully.
Good, it did.
Because I feel all of this energy just flowing, just flowing perfectly. But we do have, I believe, Mercury retrograde at this moment. So,
well,
so sometimes
that's true. But sometimes when that happens, that's a time to put all your ducks in a row. That's a really good time to clean up your desk. Clean up your dresser drawers, clean up whatever, and put your ducks in a row. Mercury retrograde is very necessary to keep everything kosher and in line and ready. That's
mm-hmm.
the use of Mercury retrograde.
Absolutely.
Take a look at things and start to organize it. So when things get going fast, you know where every single thing is. But that's what a Mercury retrograde does. It makes you stop and put your affairs in order.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned to do that, of course.
Okay. So. Absolutely. Eventually, we do get to that point, don't we, of doing things the easy way instead of the hard way.
Right.
So I'd love to hear about some of the special communications that you had with your spirit guides over the years. It must be fascinating.
Well, sometimes it is, and then other times you're left wondering. But I've also learned that if you're left wondering, they want you to think before you move, before you make a move. Don't just jump into everything and then find out that you're in deep water and you don't know how to swim.
Mm.
So mm-hmm. actually, if your spirit guides are truly connected to you and know what's happening, they are not going to lead you astray. So if you have a guide that has given you a negative pattern, and you find yourself after a short time in a negative pattern, drop the guide. Call on God and ask him to give you the correct person, because this is incorrect. You don't do things that are negative.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, that's true. You don't take from somebody else and think that you're going to get away with it, because you won't. Eventually, it'll come home to roost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you what goes around comes around. If you can keep that in the front of your head and know what goes around comes around, and if you have been unkind or selfish, that's going to come back to you. If you have lied and cheated and stole from people, that's going to come back to you when you need it the most. So be careful. Be careful. Think before you do something or open your mouth and say the wrong thing. Be very careful, you know. Think.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't be sorry. Because a lot of times when people are very, very nice, people become jealous. You know that terrible word, jealousy?
Yep.
And they will say nasty things about a person. And they'll go around and say nasty things to their friends about this person. And eventually what happens is they're talking about themselves, right? That's why they're jealous.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about themselves. and they are giving themselves away, and they don't even know it. So sooner or later, it all comes around and comes home to roost. So be careful.
Very often it seems that people tell you what they are like by their assumptions about what you're going to do. Because they think about what they would do in this situation.
Right. They're like a lot of times when people call and big corporate people call, and I'll say to them, I do not have an answer for you. I do not have an answer. I'm sorry. You'll have to call another time. And I have no problem telling somebody that, because if I'm not getting it, if it's not coming through as a channel, I personally couldn't answer the question. So I say to them, I do not have an answer. Rephrase your question or look around you, because the answer is with you and it's within you, but I cannot point to you in any direction at this moment. Maybe later I can, but right now I can't. Because I won't, if I don't get the answer, I'll just say it right out. I don't get it. People come for retreats, you know, and people will come for a one-day retreat or a three-day retreat. Very rarely have a two-day. And they will come and they will ask the questions. And before they come, they send me some questions. And I be silent and let the questions do whatever they're going to do. And then when the answer comes, if the answer comes for one or two of those questions, which are probably the major question, I call them up and tell them, you know, because that's where we're going. We're going to get to the place where they know that they can handle their life and they can handle these conditions, and they're better off for the lesson.
You know,
it's a lesson.
What just occurred to me is that sometimes for the answer to come true and clear, a few other things have to be cleared up and kind of fall into place before you can get the proper answer.
That's correct. They'll give you an answer to something that doesn't seem like it applies, but it really does apply.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really does apply, you know.
Right.
So, and please take the time, at least once a day, if not a few times a day, to sit down and thank God for all the blessings he has given you, and thank him for pointing you in the right direction, because he doesn't take you by the hand and lead you. He just sends an energy down and says, this is the time. This is the time for you to look here, here, here. And you'll be talking to somebody, and that very person is the person who has that knowledge that you need. You'll meet a stranger, or somebody will make a remark someplace where you are. Be aware of these things and pay close attention. I'm not telling you to follow somebody else's. I'm telling you to concentrate on some of the things you hear that might apply to you. Not that they're due at that moment, but they might apply to you in some circumstance in your life.
So while you're speaking with the receiving from the spirit guide, you have to be completely open and not think about it. Just let it fill you up.
That's right. You can't be thinking if you're going to get help from a spirit guide. You got to just receive and receive and receive, and then after it's over, you can look at the whole ball of wax that you're in, where you're at, one corner or the other, right in the middle. And when you look at it, you will realize that what you have received is absolutely correct. And you can make these little changes and the whole thing changes. You know, they say change your attitude and change your life. And that's true. That's true.
And there we go. We're down to the last minute. And what better thing can you say?
Nothing. Because if you change your attitude, you totally change your life.
So now we're going to hang up, and we will see you all here next week at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time and 2:30 Pacific Standard Time, and we would love to hear from you one more time. Your telephone number is
520-896-9510, and be sure to leave a number that I can understand and a good time to call you, and I will return your call. 520-896-9510.
And love
and
light.
And God bless.
Thank you. See you next week, Ada Marie.
Okay. Okay,
bye.
Honey. Bye-bye.